time marker right now. So that was, in fact, Mr. Moses Mays. And
you're into that, aren't you?
You know, the first time I listened to it, I kind of liked it more. And then it's a little too, what they call it, urban up-tempo or something.
But yeah, it's perfect for certain restaurants. And
yes, that's right. I thought it was sort of funkier when I listened to it last time, but anyhow. We also had in there, though, something from the new Nina Simone remixed and reinvented release. Actually, quite good. And Plastilina Mosh from Mexico with Beretta 89 from Sounds Eclectico, which is a compilation of material put out by a nonprofit radio station down in Santa Monica, California, named
KRCW or something.
KCRW. Ah, very good.
Close. In fact, hey, that's a good segue, by the way.
Segue, yes.
Because they're actually hosting the Michael Brook concert that's coming up.
Wow, what a
amazing
segue. Amazing but true.
Yes, Michael Brook will be, should I say that now?
Yes.
Okay, he will be playing in town on January 28th at St. James Hall. That's at 3214 West 10th. Tickets are only available at Zulu, High Life, Red Cat, Scratch, and Noise Records. And opening up for Mr. Ambient Meister himself will be Lisa Germano.
Ooh.
Oh, God, what a horrible thing. I'm sure she doesn't like this part, but she's like, former fiddle player for John Mellencamp. I'm sure she wants to be remembered that way. Well, she's bigger than that, I tell you. Anyways, and if you want to serve more as our instrumental noodly stuff, do make Say Think will also be in town. But this isn't until March 5th at Richards on Richards. And, just a note on that Michael Brook thing. It starts at 8 o'clock, so it's perfect for old farts like me to go to. Awesome.
Alrighty, okay. Yeah. Well, that's it. Your host, Jordy, is up next with Lions, Tigers, and Bears. And Chris Arific has just has announced his presence, so he will be on.
Yeah, he brought an entourage.
Entourage,
yeah.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yeah, we don't have an entourage.
No. You guys are each other's entourage.
Oh, God. How
that's not
sad
the kind
is that?
Of entourage I was thinking of.
Nor was I. I just want to get this straight here.
Oh, dear. Well, I guess Browns are here for another year. It's 2007, and I hope you enjoyed the little Residence James Brown thing. And Jordy's awake now. Yes, he is awake. I flicked the lights up on and off many times.
Yeah, you're lucky you didn't have a seizure on us.
Okay, we'll leave you with our goodbye track, and we'll see you next week.
Everybody happy? You can't come in. You can't come in. This is the end.
to do. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering how you will pay for the way you did behave. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end. You're wondering now what to do. Now you know this is the end. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. It's a you and me house. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. Cause it's a you and me house. Been climbing rocks and stones, been collecting broken bones. I've been swimming across the lakes just to find this perfect place. I got lost into the woods. I've been covered up in mud. I've been going through a lot just to find this perfect spot. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. It's a you and me house. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. Cause it's a you and me house. I've been climbing rocks and stones, been collecting broken bones. I've been swimming across the lakes just to find this perfect place. I got lost into the woods. I've been covered up in mud. I've been going through a lot just to find this perfect spot. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. It's a you and me house. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. Cause it's a you and me house. I have built a treehouse. I have built a treehouse. Nobody can see us. Cause it's a you and me house.
And hello and good morning. Happy New Year's, everybody. It is Lions and Tigers and Bears, and I am doing my best of the year today. So that was I'm from Barcelona off of their album Let Me Introduce You to My Friends. And that song is called Treehouse. A little under the weather, so I might be a little incoherent. But I planned this out a couple days ago, actually. So it should still work out pretty well. This is a song that I'm not going to put them in any particular order, just because maybe that was too hard. But this song is by a band called The Blow, who you may have heard of, and it's my favorite song off their album, Paper Television. This song is called Parentheses.
Something you probably witnessed before when you tried some really crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about them Jimi Hendrix stuff, but this is the teddy bear stuff, okay? So just sit back and enjoy your motherfucking self before I kick your fucking ass. That's when your ass be shaking all over the place, yeah. Bomb and you know why.
the rocks off, boo boy. We put the clock on you, boy. You can't miss my friend, you get knocked down, get up again. Hey boy, get your rocks off, boo boy. We put the clock on you, boy. You can't miss my friend, you get knocked down, get up again. You can smell some of the funk when we breeze by. We got enough shit to go round, hit the peace vibe. We can do the dunkity dunk and it's all night. Yeah, baby, the dunkity dunk and it's all tight.
Oh my god.
Come here. Hey boy, get your rocks off, move boy. We put the clock on you, boy. You can't miss my friend, you get knocked down, get up again. Hey boy, get your rocks off, move boy. We put the clock on you, boy. You can't miss my friend, you get knocked down, get up again.
Yeah, you shit is fucked up, right? It's fucked up, but you love it.
All we came to do was raise hell and just have fun.
Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka.
You can take this kitty girl cause I was the fat one.
I'm on couple of fat bitches, but it's cool.
Yo, you better raise the bass, leave the treble on plus one.
Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka.
Can you put me on the guest list?
20 girls plus one.
Boom, chicka, 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 boom.
Hey boy, get your rocks off, move boy. We put the clock on you, boy. You can't miss my friend, you get knocked down, get up again. Hey boy, get your rocks off, move boy. We put the clock on you, boy. You can't miss my friend, you get knocked down, get up again. I have a lot of problems, but I'm here to discuss one.
Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom.
Well, pass another bottle, cause I won't settle for just one.
Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka.
Get ready for the chorus, cause I'm just about done.
Boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka, boom, chicka.
Get ready for the dump, the dump. Come on!
Tight, you heard me, come on.
Hey boy, get your rocks off, move boy. We put the clock on you, boy. You can't miss my friend, you get knocked down, get up again. Hey boy, get your rocks off, move boy. We put the clock on you, boy. You can't miss my friend, you get knocked down, get up again. Hey boy, get your rocks off, move boy.
And you are listening to my best of the year in no particular order. That was the Teddy Bears off of, I don't even know what that album's called. It's a really good album, but I don't remember the name of it. If you really want to know, give me a call and I will look it up on the internets. But it's their newest one, Teddy Bears. It's good stuff. That song's called Hey Boy. Sorry about the profanity, but it's the best of the year, so you gotta, it was the best, so it was one of the best, so I just had to do it. Coming up next is a song that if you listen to my show at all, you'll know I play the song probably too often. But it's one of my favorites. It's by a little girl group that sounds like they're from the 60s, except you can sort of tell that they're not. You might know them as the Pipettes. Wow, I am out of it. I'm gonna try talking a little less for the next, I don't know, 15 minutes or so.
Usually when things have gone this far, people tend to disappear. No one would surprise me unless you do. I can tell there's something going on. Hour seems to disappear.
Confession to make. The confession is that if I hadn't listened to that song a couple times before my show started, I would have just played it again right afterwards. That song I can't listen to without listening to, well, immediately desiring to just listen to it again. It is by Peter, Bjorn, and John, and it is called Young Folks, and it's off of their album Writer's Block. And I just really feel like I missed out on that album this year, or their album and that song, because I didn't hear about that until I saw it on a bunch of people's lists. And then I was really kind of disappointed in myself for not having found that song earlier, so I could have been obsessive with it at an earlier date. Before that was Hot Chip, off of The Warning, Over, and that song's called Over and Over. I'm pretty sure I've played that song before. It's sort of mindless, but it's really accentuating what I like about a lot of music, or maybe not a lot of music, but, well, yes, a lot of music, which is repetition. It's a really important and underrated thing in music, and people think that it's bad, but it's actually sort of beneficial to music to be fairly repetitive. I have a friend who is having an art show. You might know her art very loosely because she does posters for bands that are around town sometimes, and she also designed the CITR website. But she's putting on her first art show, and it's called All the Small Things, and it's a show of matchbox dioramas and cut-and-paste miniatures by Melanie Coles. It's starting January 5th and going until February 14th. It is at the Petri Dish, which is at 2406 Main Street at 8th Avenue. There's opening night party-ish thing on Friday, January 5th, 7 to 11 p.m. So you should go. Check it out. It should be good. I've got another song coming up, which is off of It's off of Blacklicious' newest album, and it's called... Oh, which one am I going to play? Okay. So I'm having this dilemma because I don't really have enough time to play both songs that I want to play. So I'm just going to play this one, which features Pigeon John. Actually, no. I'm going to do that later. I'm just going to skip to a little song by Final Fantasy right now. Because this is the best. This was... I hope you were there. This was the best show of the year. This was Final Fantasy Live at the Norm, and someone bootlegged it, and it's a really good bootleg. You can probably find it if you look around on the internet a little while, Final Fantasy Live at the Norm. This song is off of it. That was something that he played that night, and it was just an amazing concert. I can't say anything else about it.
Didn't do. in my daydreams, but it's just a sweet, sweet fantasy. Thank you.
One thing I do like about having a New Year's Day show is that there's no one around, so that when a song like that comes on, I can rock out without worrying about, like, students walking past and being all like, who's the crazy guy? But, you know, that was TV on the Radio's Return to Cookie, off of Return to Cookie Mountain, Wolf Like Me. Great song by a great band about werewolves. And actually, it's probably my favorite song by TV on the Radio. I don't think they've ever written a better song than that right there. Not that you really care about my opinion that much, but, you know, if you do, you've got that going on. Final Fantasy before that, playing his cover of Fantasy by Mariah Carey. That was my favorite show of the year. But if I had to pick a second favorite show, it would probably be this one. A show by this band, who I think put out the best album of, or my favorite album of the year. They're called The Hold Steady. It's American, so it doesn't really fit the can. That's not like, but just because it's all about people in America doesn't really mean that it doesn't really apply to people. It's not really about just like America. It's about people who live in shitty towns and have terrible lives, and this is the songs all and this album's all about them, but it's really good. This is by The Hold Steady, and I saw them at the Plaza, which I didn't think I would really enjoy, and they won me over in like an instant. It was an awesome show. This is my favorite song off of the album. It is called You Can Make Him Like You.
Let your boyfriend deal with the dealers. Hell, it gets inconvenient when you wanna get high alone. You don't have to know how to get home. Let your boyfriend tell the driver the best way to go. It all gets kinda weird when you wanna go home alone. You don't have to know you're inspiring people. Let your boyfriend know you're inspiring people. You can hang in the kitchen. About the stars in the upcoming sequel. If you get tired of your boyfriend's things, there's always other boys, there's always other boyfriends. If you get tired of your boyfriend's scene, there's always other scenes, there's always other boyfriends. You don't have to deal with the dealers. Let your boyfriend deal with the dealers. It only gets inconvenient when you wanna get high alone. You don't have to go to the right kind of schools. Let your boyfriend come from the right kind of schools. You can wear his old sweatshirt. You can cover yourself like a bruise. And if you get tired of your boyfriend's things, there's always other boys, there's always other boyfriends. If you get tired of your football friends, there's always other boys, there's always other boyfriends. If you get tired of Curry Jones, there's always other boys, you can make them like you. If you get tired of the music you like, there's always other boys, you can make them like you. They say you don't have a problem until you start to do it alone. They say you don't have a problem until you stop bringing it home. They say you don't have a problem until you start sleeping alone. There's always other boys, there's always other boyfriends. There's always other boys, and you can make them like you. There's always other boys, there's always other boyfriends. There's always other boys, you can make them like you. There's always other boys, there's always other boyfriends.
That was The Hold Steady, and now it is concert time for listening to concerts. The Pointed Sticks are going to be playing two shows, both on the 6th, one an all-ages show at Richards on Richards. 3 Inches of Blood will be playing on the 11th at Richards on Richards. Snoop Doggy Dogg will be playing with Ice Cube at the P&E Coliseum on the 13th. Emily Haynes and The Soft Skeletons. We'll be playing stuff from her new album at the Commodore Ballroom on the 18th. Steve Malcolmus and the Jicks will be playing at Richards on Richards on the 18th. Ghost House will be playing at the Media Club on the 18th. Let's see. Subtle will be playing a show with Pigeon John at Richards on Richards on the 24th. Two very good hip-hop artists who are coming to town. Polyzix will be playing with Fun 100 and My Gay Husband at the Plaza. And if you are a fan of Fun 100, I would recommend going to that because they are about to break up. I say that because I know they are breaking up. They've announced it. The Paper Cranes will be playing on the 26th at Limerick Junction if you are not into the Fun 100. DJ Funk, I don't really care about DJ Funk. The Roots will be playing on the 1st and 2nd at the Commodore Ballroom. That is the 1st and 2nd of the February. Jeff Byrne will be playing also on the 2nd at the Anza Club. Fun 100 will be playing, I think this is their final show, with The Doers and Sudden Infant Dance Syndrome and Bad Amps on the 3rd. It's an all-ages show at the Mount Pleasant Community Center. And Of Montreal will be playing on February 7th at Richards on Richards. But now, since I couldn't really decide earlier what Blacklicious song to play, now I have. I'm going to be playing a song by Blacklicious off of their new album, The Craft. But this song is not featuring them emceeing. The song is featuring Pigeon John emceeing. And it's not, but it's a really good song on the album. It's probably my second favorite song on the album, but not the one I wanted to play. I wanted to play Powers, which I don't have time to play, but you should listen to it on your own time. But this song's really good too. And the reason I'm playing it instead of the other one is that Subtle and Pigeon John will be playing on the 24th of January, and I am excited about this show, and I wanted to give them some props. Mad props to Pigeon John. Anyhow, here is the song, and it is called Side to Side.
Walked in and I saw you at the bar or something. I ain't really wanna holler or nothing. I just pegged you as the type for front. Steady tucking with your girlfriends, acting contrary and clucking. But your song came on and something changed in the way she was moving them long eyelashes, caught flashes of the possibilities. Maybe this one is the one for me. She's moving to the dance floor, we'll see. What I seen was inspirational, highly motivational. Had to maneuver to set up the confrontationals. Even though it was my chance to mac, I'd already did my dance, had the reservoir tapped, hit me like a thunderclap. No, can't let some that fat passed by. Why ask why? Made my way through the crowd with the side to side. Then I pushed up on the tush cause I ain't shy. I said, excuse me, miss, but I liked what I saw when she spoke. I damn near dropped my jaw. Hell no, I can't believe she said that shit. I need to call my sister, come on through and check this chick and put some sense in her cause her IQ about 6. Being that stupid in public, it should be a law against. I mean, she didn't have a clue. Tell you what to do, just shut up, ride the groove and let's move now.
Side to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two.
When I stepped into the Coliseum, I was sliding through, just being me, loving the space and letting everything be free and being free to tell her seen of me. I popped up. Solutions, could it be she was the one that could make me a believer? Stepped through the crowd like a bobber and a weaver. Couldn't really see the crowd. All that I could see was her. Looked directly in her eyes. All that I could see was blurred vision. Couldn't really tell if she was prime and ready for her picking. She was down in that yak and straight shots. Offered me a drink. I told her I was trying to stop. I thought to reconsider Mac and then she pulled off her top. And yo, next thing I know, she was doing the why. She said, Gabby, 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 you need to come and swing. I said, I think I'm kinda cool, you need to find another nigga. Baby, 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 please. Then she dropped down to her knees. Then I had to leave, I didn't want to contract diseases. I said, don't take it personal, I think you need Jesus. You're moving kinda fast, you need to stop and just breathe. Hoping she would get a clue, tell you what to do. Just shut up, ride the groove and let's move now.
Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side, times two now. Side to side, to side.
As soon as I walk in the door, whoa, whoa, the ratio is in favor of me, cause it's
far as I can see, all the biddies on the flow, whoa, whoa. Was moving in such a way in the heat, kind of made me want to pee, leaving me one emo, whoa, whoa. But I was scared of major defeat, because I saw the girl Latif was dancing with saying no, whoa, whoa. And Gab was wrestling with the freak who was topless. I was intimidated to show any interest at all. I just stood still, pressed against the wall.
That's when I saw her.
Time froze, the ice around my heart eroded. Glasses, she looked like a spy, wanted to decode it. I said my name is Pippin Pitch and Johnny. Stuttered a little bit, I felt like a big dummy. She said I didn't have a clue. She told me what to do. She said shut up and ride the groove. I said okay, like
side to side to side, times two now. 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 Side to side to side, times two.
If you're gonna be creative, you know, you're ultimately offering yourself as a sacrifice. A sacrifice.
Oh, I always forget that that song sort of does that in the middle of it. Towards the end, it's just got a really long outro, so I'm just gonna fade that out. But the next song I'm gonna be playing for you guys is of an album by The Knife, which I didn't really give a lot of credit when I first heard it, because I was much more in favor of their first album, Deep Cuts. But this album is also pretty solid, and
I'm sure it'll work out.
And it is called, this song is called We Share Our Mother's Health, and it's my favorite song on the album.
Not too many.
I hope you enjoy it. And it is about time for me to sign off. You've been listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I am Jordy Sparkle, the host of Lions and Tigers and Bears, and I hope you enjoyed it, my best of the year. And that was The Knife off of Silent Shout. Make sure you stay tuned for Alternative Radio coming up next, followed by Parts Unknown with Chris Horrific, who has his entourage visiting with him, which is just his girlfriend. But whatever. She seems nice. I only just met her today. Chris thought we'd met before, but he was lying. I should probably stop babbling and just really get to the song of the year. I might not be the song I like the most in the year, and it might not be... It's a song that I liked a lot, but not necessarily the most. But I can't really claim that any other song really defined this year more than Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. So I will be signing off with that, and I wish you the best of luck in the new year.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of. Since I was little, it looked like.